Czechia is sending Iko with Pedestal to Eurovision 2024 in Malmo, but will Czechia be checking into the final with this one? Let's review Eurovision. So Pedestal is Czechia's choice for Eurovision 2024. They're on a pretty good run. They've qualified for the final in four of the last five Eurovisions. They've had a national final for the past few years now, and Iko was the, I think, pretty surprised choice to send to Malmo this time around. Are you putting it on a particular pedestal this time, Emily?
Sadly, I'm not. I usually kind of have a bit of a soft spot for this type of kind of punk pop female music, but rather than being kind of Paramore, it's a bit kind of Parameh.
You missed the pun. Instead of Paramore, it's Parasnore.
Parameh? Meh?
Well, Parasnore's better than that.
I'll give over.
Tell us in the comments, Paramore or Paras... No, Parasnore or Parameh. What's better? Anyway, carry on.
It's... Yeah, I think the kind of the studio version is kind of much better than the live performances that we've seen so far. It's kind of in the live performances, it's very kind of out of breath and just not kind of great live vocals, basically, which is really kind of not doing it any favors. Because when I listen to the studio version, I don't mind it. It's still not one of my favorites, but it's okay. I think that live performance at the moment is letting it down, and I just hope they can work on it basically for Malmo, because it's just, yeah, it's not quite there at the moment for me.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like it, to be fair. I think they've done a Eurovision version for it, because the song, the original version was quite short. It was only about 2 minutes 30 or something. It was a very, very short song. So when they've taken out the swearing and made it 3 minutes, they've done that really weird bit of talking in the Eurovision version, which I mean, I first heard it a few days ago and I was like, whoa.
I quite like it.
Does it not really
that's
take...
like, it's quite, but that's the thing that makes you actually kind of sit up. Otherwise, it kind of just washes over me a bit, and whereas suddenly I'm just going, oh, there's voices. This is interesting and something a bit different.
That's interesting, because it kind of took me out of it. So we've got, it's interesting that it's had that very different effect. It was like, instead of sitting up, I was like, oh God, you know what I mean? Why has it suddenly done that? It was a little, I just thought it was a bit strange and it didn't really sit in with it. So I'm not sure that's the best use of the added 20 seconds or whatever it is that they've stuck into it. But, you know, the song itself is, you know, quite decent. Let's put it that way. That's quite a British way of sort of giving faint praise. But you're right, that the problem here is the vocals. I mean, that I hope she's managed to have some sort of lesson, or at least learned how to not give it 150% and completely spend her voice, because that national final performance was objectively awful. I mean, it was just shouty, it was breathless, it was rubbish, really, really bad. And if the Malmo performance is anything like that national final performance, this is a, you know, dead cert for last in the semi-final. So I'm hoping, for her sake, they've actually managed to control the slight franticness and the madness, and they've actually, you know, channeled a bit of the energy into focusing on how, on maintaining a good vocal that's not just shouty and crazy. So I think, you know, I give it, you know, a tentative praise, because that live performance is a big, big, big concern. But the song itself, you know, quite decent is what I'm going to go for, is what I'm going to say. So it is performing in the second semi-final, I think. It's performing fifth in the second semi-final. So it's immediately after Switzerland and immediately before France in that running order. So it's relatively early in the show. Do we think people are going to remember it? It's in the harder of the two semi-finals, obviously. And what is your ranking out of 10, Emily?
Yeah, I think with it kind of being around Switzerland, it really doesn't help it there in terms of whether it'll get through. I mean, I think it probably would have struggled anyway. But yeah, I can't kind of see it going through, particularly in semi-final two. For me, unfortunately, just because of the live performance that we've seen so far, it's only a 5 from me. I'm usually kind of partial to this type of stuff, but I just, yeah, not doing it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you're right. That vocalist is worrying enough to sort of dock my score as well. I think, the studio version, I would have given it a 7 based on the original. I've docked it half a point because of the weird talking, and I'm going to dock it another full point because of the live vocal. So it's a 5.5 for me. I kind of think it's not Czechia's best by any means. I don't mind it, but I would be very, very surprised if this makes it through. Not only, just the song itself, I would be surprised it makes it through, but being after Switzerland and Nemo being one of the vocalists of the year, I think is only going to show up even more, a pretty weak or shouty vocal if that's what it ends up being. So I think I would be surprised if this makes it through. And if I'm honest, given the quality of the songs in that semi-final, I don't think it deserves to go through anyway. There are 10 better songs than this. So, I hope she has a nice time there and is going to make the most of her holiday to Sweden, because I don't really see this making it to the Saturday night, unfortunately.
So, Czechia, not one of our favourites there. Let us know what you think in the comments, and don't forget to like and subscribe and click the little bell so you get notified every time we upload new content. And of course, you can listen to us in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts, and we're on Instagram at Review Revision. But that's it from this episode. Thanks very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.